Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jam. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, hello up there. It is Find It Out Friday. Holiday time. Lots of travelers are out there on that road. We're going to dedicate this show to my mommy, Jetty. This is her happy birthday eve. Her birthday is May 28th. That's also the same day that she transcended, okay? So when you pass away on the same day that you're born on, you're a very, very, very special person. So she passed away in 2008 at the age of 91. Her name was Jetina, and we called her Jetty because she had the strength, like the jetty out in the ocean, that leads out, that takes all the storms, the waters, the waves, and never bend and never break. So we're going to say happy birthday to my mommy, and this is her happy birthday eve. Also, my professor, I had an art professor, Carol Steinberg, you see her work that goes out in Facebook, very beautiful artist. Her birthday is the same day as my mother's birthday. So that was instant connection there. So happy birthday to my mommy, Jetty. Happy birthday to Carol Steinberg. And we're going to give a moment of silence out here for the persons in Uvalde, Texas, those babies, those people, in Buffalo, New York. In San Bernardino, you know, you can't even go to the store and get a loaf of bread. I'm an educator, but since the pandemic, I refuse to go into the classrooms, you know, just for being for protection. But now you have to fear of getting infected, also getting shot. You know, something has to be done out here. So before Tiffany with an eye comes on to tell us what she found out on Friday, we're just going to play this and this song. Is dedicated to my mommy. Happy birthday, Jetty. Listen up.
I've had my share
Let's wish my mommy, Jettina, a happy birthday on her happy birthday eve. Again, May 28th, she was born, and May 28th, 2008, she transcended. Okay, like I said, when you go on the same day you were brought here on, that means you call the shots, and you're a very, very, very special person. So we say birth, death, and rebirth again. And as I always tell each and every one of you out there who's lost your moms, they don't go anywhere. Our parents sit on our shoulders. But Jetty was like that buoy that goes out in the ocean. And I'd like to give appreciation to her. And to celebrate her, I celebrate her each and every day for allowing her blood to flow through my veins, giving me the courage, the strength, the determination, the fortitude to never give up, never retreat, and always continue to complete. So happy birthday, Jetty. Her name was Jettina, but we called her Jetty. That's African Indian. You know, it's a great blend over here. We're Africans. We're Choctaws. We're, it's a blend over here. That's all I can tell you. But it all means that we're global. We're all human beings, and we're all here to win. And to win today, to win now, but such efforts and determination leads fresh paths toward whole new stages in our lives. This is the unfolding drama of human revolution because it all starts from within. And on that note, we're going to bring Miss Tiffany with an I see it, I change it, I correct it, and I complete it on with us today to let us know what she found out on Friday and what she has to share with us. Tiffany with an I, welcome in.
Well, good evening. How are you on this Friday?
I am wonderful, celebrating, appreciative, and all that good stuff, but more so grateful to have you come on because I know it's holiday time and you've been busy out there this week. You have lots of things to do, but you always come and care and share with us here, and we appreciate you to no end. Tiffany with an I get the job done. So what's happening?
You know, it's been quiet. I think a lot of people are out of town now or have left town starting yesterday, and it's
okay.
Pretty quiet around here.
Oh,
from my
okay.
From my findings. So
okay.
Today was, it just was so quiet that I didn't do too much. Not that
mm-hmm.
I do a lot on Fridays, but I do, you know, I'm productive on Fridays, let's put it that way. But today it was just really quiet, and I found out that a lot of people are leaving town and going different places and doing different things. But that's going to be very interesting. I don't know how we're going to deal going into the summer because of the gas prices. They
mm-hmm.
are going to be higher probably by the time we reach, you know, first part to the mid summer, so should be interesting. I don't know, you know, great thing is we live in California, so we can bike, you know, and find alternative methods to transport ourselves, so it's just going to be very, very interesting. That's all I can say.
It's got to be interesting.
That's why, you know, June 7th is very important. Because we have to start using our power, our voices, to put the right people in office so that, you know, we don't have to go through some of these situations, the, you know, rising gas prices and all the other stuff that is going on. So again, you know, I always emphasize the three things. Get three very important things that you would like to see changed and do your research so that you can pick someone who is going to aid in making the change. You know, I don't like to say politician, but in this case, yes, a politician or a representative of the government
mm-hmm.
so that you can do that. Make the change and make the you know, vote for what's best for you and your family. But again, do the research. It's not about the party necessarily. It is about the person who's representing the people.
That's true. I'm a firm believer of that. You know, it's not about the party. It's about the people. So, you know, I'm this, I'm that, or I'm this. No, no, we have to get out of that. I'm going to go straight this ticket, or I'm going to go straight that ticket. No, do your research, because on both sides, all parties, and however many it is out there, they have different agendas out there. And as you say, you need to find three things to change, and you must do your research about it. Yeah, and that, you know, polls are, I think I've been driving, I've seen the ballot boxes out in front of the libraries and things of that nature. But I'm the type of person, I like to, like, get in on the day and feel the buzz. You know, I like to listen to the people talking and, you know, listen to the decisions, because they talk amongst themselves. We get a chance to network with individuals. We still have to be use our social distance out there, because really, the cases are going back up again, okay? I just take care of myself the best way that I possibly can. And before you came on, I said that I'm an educator. I love my babies. I love to educate the children, that I have not had a desire to go back into a classroom at this particular time because of, you know, taking care of myself until everything dies down. So now it's like you have a fear of getting infected, and now you get a fear of being shot, okay? So that's really a double. We really have to just do the research. And think about the profit, the power, the pain, and the politics while you're doing your research, because the power actually lies in our voices, okay? And your voice out there is your power. When you vote, you are speaking of how you feel. So do the research. Take out some time, you know, and you don't know until it happens, but feel real good about it. Just don't go in there and check those boxes, okay? Check the box of the persons that you have actually researched in. You know, there's a lot of, I call them slam ads out there, and you really can't listen to what's going on when you see on television, because it's slamming, okay? They're smearing and slamming. You know, trying to put that stuff in your brain cells. Go in there and clean, get your neti pot, clean out everything. I don't know how you would clean out the flow of the brain, but just think for yourself. As Tiffany Whip and I say, get it done. It's not about the party. It's about the person. And see if these things can change, because nothing can be done unless you allow it to happen. And how you make it or break it is through your vote. Believe me, no matter what you're hearing out there, no matter how many disappear or whatever is said, your voice and your vote is what makes the change. And I personally state that we're all change agents. We're all change agents. We make many, many changes. But now that vote, June 7th, is going to be the change maker. So please keep that in mind when you're going out there and moving and dropping those ballots and circling those squares and bubbling in, okay? Just don't bubble in because you like the way the name sounds, okay? Do your homework. Still got a few days left. So that's what I'm finding out. I'm finding out that persons are on that freeway having fun, seeing the sun, looking at nature, feeling the wind. Be safe out there. Okay, be mindful out there of others out on the road. When you've been locked up a while, you get out there, you don't know how to act. No speeding. If you have a speeder behind you, pull over to the side and let them go. Looking out the windows of the airplanes at the beautiful white clouds, okay, be mindful of the other passengers. And I'm just hoping that everybody has great behavior. Everyone enjoys themselves, and let's take it on to the next phase. So it's a lot of people traveling, lots of people traveling up.
That's true. And, you know, you still have to know that they're still short staffed, so they still don't have the same amount of people that they had pre-COVID. So there are lots of delays still.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the staff is the same. So you have people that are, you know, again, don't have enough staff to support the amount of people that are traveling. And there are going to be delays, so expect them. So if there is a delay, you know, be patient. Some may give vouchers, some may not, depending on, mm-hmm. you know, your situation and I guess how you negotiate that. But
yes.
they're still in that phase. And there are a lot of overbookings, you know.
Yes.
So just you know, if you have an alternate method of transporting yourself somewhere, like the train, you know, take the bus, do something if you can, other than a plane, do that, because it's just – the situation is the same. It is not going to change, and there's going to be more delays than ever, especially as we start traveling, getting into summer, and then, you know, going into the holiday season. Hopefully by the time we get into the holiday season, Christmas and all that, this will have been rectified, and we will have more staff and more planes and everything moving a little bit better. But right now, it's we're in the same situation as we were, you know, probably 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. I know the parking lots are full, but you're absolutely right. Take your patients with you, because they are short staffed, so they're still overworked, okay? Whenever I speak with someone that's providing customer service and they show that pleasantry and that knowledge, I ask to speak with their supervisors. And I let them know, I'm not going to send in anything. I want you to hear it. Put it in that employee's file, because that stuff is a thing of the past. And when you meet a person that can relax down, be knowledgeable, be pleasant, and take care of business, you must speak on that. Because we're customer service people, so we know what it takes to, you know, to take on that responsibility. And I always do it, and I suggest to others, if you get an agent that is pleasant, knowledgeable, and kind, ask to speak to your supervisor. Put it in their pad so they can get a dime more, a quarter more, or some type of recognition out there, because it takes a special type of person, excellent customer service. And when you get it, you speak about it. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany, with the mask?
Absolutely. I'm that way, too. I love good customer service, and I don't mind paying for that, you know, in terms of, like, going to a store that may, like Nordstrom's, you know. Nordstrom's is great. You go in there, you know what you're going to get, you know that people are going to be kind to you, and even though the pricing can be a little different than the rest of the, you know, department stores or retail stores, you don't mind, because you know the quality of service that you're getting is going to be stellar. It's going to be awesome. You know, people are going to smile at you. They're going to want to help you. They're in, you know, they actually wrote a book about it years ago, and I don't even know if it's still in print, but they definitely have great customer service in any restaurant or any retail store or anything like that that has that. No problem, I will pay the couple extra dollars because I like the customer service. So but if you do encounter someone, like you said, that has great customer service and that's really doing the things that accommodate people, and you can tell when somebody really likes their job, when they really like it, it will show in their performance. So, yes, do be mindful of that and let someone know that they are, or let the, you know, the supervisor know that that person who assisted you was good and you had a very good experience, because it's important and people should know that. And sometimes you don't have time to do that on the phone. Sometimes you do. You know, you call, like, maybe your cell phone carrier or utility company, and they ask you, do you want to take the survey? You can stay on and take the survey, but in the matter in which you don't have that option, or that situation, you don't have that option, yes, make sure, like you said, to get the supervisor to let them know that the person that assisted you, you know, was great, and your experience was wonderful, and how much you appreciate them. So
yes, yes, very, very important that we do that, you know, because it is holiday time, and because it is, you know, people are out there traveling. We just wanted to come on and send them on their way and let them know what we found out today. You know, we're not going to be here too long. We make it short and sweet, and we'll be back Monday. Even though it's a holiday, there will be people traveling in. We have to continue to give them something to be mindful of. And again, I dedicated my show to my mother because tomorrow is her birthday. And
aww.
So yes, it is her birthday. And I mentioned, I don't know if you were on or not, that she was born May 28th and she passed away on May 28th. So when you take yourself out here today, you was brought in here, you're a very, very special person. And she's my girl. She's my fuel. And tomorrow, you know, I'll have flowers out and I'll have nice aromatherapy candles because she loved fresh scents and beautiful scents and all types of fragrances. And I'll just go into my do-nothing stage and relax and celebrate. Send her some good energy. You know, even though she's here, you know, we believe in birth, death, rebirth. Okay, she's not going anywhere. And when a person comes back on the day that they were born, they're back very quickly. For those who understand reincarnation, it's very, very special, okay, when that happens. So she's my girl. And I also mentioned that I had an art teacher, Carol Steinberg. Her birthday was the same day as my mom, so we had an instant connection. So I had to give her a shout out there. She's an artist. She puts, she's a great artist. She has a lot of her paintings. She posts out on Facebook. She has great art shows, but she's awesome. So to my mother, we called my mother Jetty. Her name is Jatina, and we called her Jetty. So Jetty is my girl. This is her happy birthday Eve. And when we complete over here, I'll read a few quotes from one of my favorite mentors, Sakui Keita. I like to read the quotes that he talks about to my friends. And James Baldwin, she loved James Baldwin, and so do I. So we'll just have us a great day tomorrow, starting it bright and early, and staying in the city, staying around home, taking care of the projects here. I like to go when everybody else gets back. You know what I'm talking about? When they return, then... then I go, and it's more relaxing for me. And I like the idea, Tiff, that you were saying find alternate ways to travel out there. Buses, trains, trains are awesome. For those who have not had the experience of taking those long-distance train rides, take them, okay? Take them. There's many, many ways you can go. The best way to go on a long-distance train, when you're traveling by train, is to go into the sleeper car. I guess you could say that's first class on the rails, okay? Because in that sleeper car, you have all your meals free. It's a private car. It's awesome, okay? And it depends on the type of equipment you're on. They have they have double-decker trains, they have single-deckers going in different directions, but I would say just take a look at Amtrak. Amtrak is no joke, and if you're going to travel other than going or traveling. In fact, they're very, very helpful in explaining things to you. There's different types of sleepers that they have. There's private bedrooms. There's family bedrooms. There's bedrooms with showers in it. It's an awesome way to travel. You do have an opportunity, depending on the distance or the stops that they make, you are able to stretch and get out and walk around and smell the air and all of that. But if you travel long distance overnight, go in those private sleepers, and you will have a great, great experience. I'm sitting up here telling them now, I'm getting all anxious over here. Let me check out and see what's out there to travel, because I haven't been on a plane in a while. It's just too close for me, and the behavior of the individuals out there, my temperament won't take it. So, you know, when it dies down and it cools down and this stuff clears up, and perhaps maybe I'll get back up in the clouds again. But right now, I agree with you. Find alternate ways of traveling out there. And on that note, Tiffany, with an I, see it, do it, and complete it. Give us a few words. You know, did you get your quote for the day, or just come from your heart and tell us what you want to tell us before we get ready to start this wonderful holiday weekend?
You know, I'm trying to find my quote.
That's why. Did you get your quote?
I guess this one's good. You know, over here I have reading glasses, so it's good.
Okay, fine glasses.
So I have to find them. Okay, here we go. Don't live for the expectations of people around you. Live for yourself, your dreams, and for your happiness.
Wow. Live for yourself, your dream, and your happiness. Tiffany, with an I, we love you. And as you stated, live for yourself, for your dream, and for your happiness. Be safe out there. It's a lot of people traveling, okay? And again, if you see a speeder, just pull over to the side and let them go, okay? Because you're going to eventually get to your destination. You waited this long. There's no sense in going 90 miles an hour out there in a 70 or 60 or 55, whatever. Do not speed out there. Think of other people. Cars are dangerous. Accidents kill. Cars kill. Everything kills. So let's just find out the best way that works for you, for yourself, for your dreams, and your happiness. And on that note, Tiffany Wynn and I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to close it out. And please enjoy your weekend. We'll be back for Mindful Monday. Thank you.
Yes.
Love you. And enjoy. Enjoy.
Thank
enjoy.
You.
You're welcome. Tiffany with an I.
She said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debts to pay. Take it all, I take it all, how to run away. Leave myself first class and first rate. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Thank you.
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.